We're on Daf, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. Let us just get into the swing of the sugya. Let us start from the Mishnah. Nafla Sakin Vigbiya. Sheikhet was in the middle of the Shrite. The Sakin fell down and he lifted it up. Naflu Kalov Vigbiya, or his Begodim fell down in the middle of the Shrite and he picked it up. Or Hishris es ha-sakin, he was busy sharpening the sakin, but off, he got exhausted. And in the middle of the shritim, he could not continue, he cannot be goyma the shritim, because he was completely exhausted from the previous hashchozeh. Bo chaveiroi v'shochat, so the chaver went and was goyma the shritim. So the loch is in all these three cases as follows. If there was a shehiya between the first shrita and the second shrita, kedei shrita, it's possible. In Rabbi Shimon Omer, imsho kedei biko. There was a shehiya kedei biko, it's possible. Zok the Gemara, my kedei shrita. What does kedei shrita mean? Omar Rav, kedei shritas behema acheres. It means the time it would take to shecht another behemim. So if that time elapsed between one shrit and the other shritim, this is the psul of shehiye. Omri le Rav Kahane ve Rav Asi le Rav. Kedei shrites behema le behema ve oif loif. Now, that's what you said, kedei shrites behema acheres. Does that mean whatever he is shechting now, we in order for it to have a shia, we take the time it would take to shecht something similar to what he's shechting now, if that time elapsed, so then there's a psul shehiya in the first shrita. Kidei shritas behema acheres, that's what Rav said. Omer le Rav Kahane ve Rav Asi le Rav, kidei shritas behema le behema. That means if he's shechting now a behemoth, so the shir shia is the time it takes to shecht a behemoth. Va'oif loif, and if he'll shecht an oif, so then the shir shia will be how long it takes to shecht an oif. Oidume af behemoth loif, that there's a kula in shia, that the psul shia is if it's irrelevant what he is shechting now, but the psul shia is that if the time elapsed that it would take to shecht a behemah, even though now he's shechting a knife, that's the psul shia. And less than that, there's no psul shia. That's what Rav Kahane and Rav Asi asked Rav. Omer lehu lehave bedichne bei bechavivi de ishaile. So he answered them that I learned this halacha from Rav Chiya, who was my uncle, and I did not have the audacity to ask him the shaila, so I don't know what to tell you. Itma. So later it seems Rav Bishaita, he did not know the halacha, he didn't hear this from Rav Chiya. But vices later, Rav came to Achlot and the shaila. Omar Rav, kidei shritas behema le behema v'oif loif. Atake de shir shiye in every shrita depends on what he's shechting. If he's shechting a behema, so then the shir shiye is how long it takes to shecht a behema. If he's shechting a noif, how long it takes to shecht a noif. Ushmuel amar afilo behema le yoif. Shmuel said afilo by a noif, the shir shia is a behemah. And we make on the shir shia. V'chein ki osa rovin, when rovin came to Bovel from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said, Omar Rabbi Yochanan afilu behemah loif. Rabbi Yochanan also said, like Shmuel, that the shir shia is a shir shchites behemah, even though you are shechting a noif. The Rabbi Chanina, the Rosh is Geiris with Avov, and we'll see later. The Rabbi Chanina Omar, Kedei Sheyovi Behema Acheres V'Yishchot. And Rab Chanina says, he says, Rab Yochanan says, the shir she is how long it takes to shechta behemet. And Rab Chanina says, the shir she is kedei sheyavi behema acheres v'yishchayt. How long it will take to bring a behemet and shecht it. So that means the shir shiye is not only measured by the time it takes to shecht a behemet, but in the shir shiye, we go into this man how long it takes to bring a behemet. To bring a behemet. That's all the shir shiye. So the time it will take to bring a behemet and to shecht a behemet, that's the shir shiye. So l'cheireis, this is what Robin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavon. He said, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Kedei Shchitas Behema, the Kedei Fula Behema Loif, and Rabbi Chanina says that the Shir Shi is the Sheyavi Behema Acheres V'yishchay. Frek the Gemara, Yavi, a Fula Malma, that means that not the Shir is how long it will take to Shechta Behema. It means how long it will take to bring a behemoth. A full of malma. That means a full of behemoth isn't here. The time it will take to bring a behemoth to shech, that's the shir shia. Is nosata dvorecha l'shiurim. So it's a modna maise. For this, if you have a behemoth around, some amela, then the shir shia is X amount of minutes. If you have to go and look for a behemoth, so it's double the amount, triple the amount. Omar Rav Papa, Eimedes Lahatel Ikebinayu. So Rav Papa said, no. You misunderstood Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina does not mean the time it takes to bring a behemoth. He means the time it takes to bring a behemoth in the matzav of Shchit. That means like this. You have a behemoth in front of you, but you don't check the behemoth standing up. You lift up the behemoth, and then you lie it down, and then you're capable of shechting it. So in this man of shchitas behemoth, we include this man it takes to lift it up and to lay it down, and then this man of shchitas. So to bring means to bring it into a matzav of shchitas. That's the shir. That's the machloikis. If the shir shchita is how long it takes to make the truk in the maisa, or how long you add on to that, how long it takes to make the behema roi lehishachet. Now let us start from af behema loif. This is Shmuel. This is when the lines become white. The first line when it becomes like af behema loif kulei shenosne loif shir shchitas behema lishiyosai, that the shir shia of a shchitas oif is how long it takes to shechta behema. So the Gemara is the kasha nesata dvorecha lishiyurim pomim shehira choike upomim koiva. Sometimes a behema is close and sometimes a behema is far away. So there's different shiurim. The Tveres Yaakov doesn't like this pshat at all. He says, the pshat is you have to bring a behema and then shech the behema, and then there's a problem if there's a behema 5 minutes away, if there's a behema 20 minutes away. That's how the Gemara understood Rab Chanina. He says, what if there's no behemoth around? So what's the shir shiyah? He says, it doesn't mean that. It means the time it takes to bring a behemoth. No, it's very vague. To bring a behemoth, there's different zmanim. But behemoth is close, but not. It means before you have to bring a behemoth. Rashi says, pa'omim shirachoy kapomim kreiva, vice toys that the Gemara understood the time it takes to bring the behemoth. So Rashi says it's not always the same shir. Sometimes it's close, sometimes it's far away. He says, L'cheira, the mother never understood it that way. They have to bring the poil of behemoth. So you have to bring the poil of behemoth. What does it say? Have to bring the behemoth. I mean, So what some is like pshat, and if there's no behemoth, what will be the shir shir? No, he said, the Gemara, he said, Allah, the time it takes to bring a behemoth, the Gemara meant this, but that's a very vague, oifen amadida. I mean, sometimes a behemoth is close, sometimes you just had a very, vague shir. So Rapapa said, no, I made this car. No, I'm talking about that the behemoth is standing here. But you have to lay it down. So that's what means you have to bring the behemoth in the matzav of shchita. That he can be nayu bein Rabbi Chanina le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan mishayer b'shchita lechut. Rabbi Yochanan is mishayer b'shchita lechut. Rabbi Chanina boy atolo shchita. Rabbi Chanina says, the shir shi is the man that takes to be matal the behema al ha'oretz and then to shech. That's the machlokes. So Rabbi Yankiv says the rehitus hadvorim from Rashi about the gusuf with geiris the Rabbi Chanina Omar. So the rehitus hadvorim is as follows. Rovin said Omar Rabbi Yochanan afilu behema loy. Rabbi Chanina Omar, it's not enough. Shchitas behem aloif, no kedei sheyavi behem acheres v'yishchat. I mean, that's Rabbi Chanina Omar. You said shchitas behem aloif, that's the shir shiye. No kedei sheyavi behem. That he should bring a behem, or bird of the yemes, but it would come out, l'chayre, that Rabbi Chanina also holds, like Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan that the shir shir by life is a behemoth, not like Rav. No, Rabbi Chanina is moisiv. Rabbi Chanina is moisiv. And Rabbi Yochanan, you said shir shchit is behemoth. It's more than that. The shir is the time it takes to bring the behemoth a matzav of shchit. That's lechayre pashtus hadvorim. Omri b'marove mishmei de Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. In Marove they said mishmei de Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, kidei sheyagbiyena v'yarbitzena. The shir shchite is not the poshet ha'maisa of shchite, no, the shir shia of shchite is that you lift it up and you lay it down. That's like Rab Chanina. But then he continues, v'yishchoit dako ledako v'gaso legaso. So Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina said, akula and achumra. Akula, he said that it's not a shir shchita, it's a shir to prepare the behema lishochit, which we had on a few minutes, to lift up the behema, lay it down. But he says, this shir is dependent on what I'm shechting. If I'm shechting a behema dako, so the shir is how long it takes to lift up a behema daka, how long it takes to shecht a behema daka. That's the shir. Shir, if I'm shechting a behema gasa, so everything gets magnified. So how long it takes up to pick up or lay down a behema gasa, and how long it takes to shecht a behema gasa. But so he said the kula of Rabbi Chanina, but he said the chumra of Rav. And he said, a real big chumra. He said, by behemoth's gufa, Rav only said that shir shchita behemoth le behemoth v'oif loif, and he went a step further. He said, by behemoth's gufa, there's a behemoth dak and a behemoth gas, and the shir shia is, you have to be done how long it takes to shecht the mean I'm shechting now, how long it would take to shecht that. And so that's a chumre, and he said a kule, that it's kidesh yak biyena v'yar bitzeno. Zot Rashi, dako le dake, lishiyas beyme dake, sharin bichdei shritis beyme dake de chabose. Fine. Zot Rashi, v'af ol gav, derav, Rabbi Yochanan, aloche ke Rabbi Yochanan. We have a klal, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, aloche ke Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, the shir, shir, by an oif is a behemoth. Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't look what the Dovah HaNishchot is, and that's how you cheshben the Shir Shia. There's a standard Shir Shia. The Shir Shia is a behemoloi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rav said, no, behemol behemavoyv loy, and l'chayra we should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Pavel gav the Rav Rabbi Yochanan lochek Rabbi Yochanan, even the Kimlei Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina b'shitzei the Rav, but we see Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina holds like Rav, domar daka l'daka v'gasa l'gasa, b'meila shemina v'oif loif, v'yavdinon l'chumres, b'meila will be machna. So Rabbi Yankov asks, the Reitas Loshen of Rashi would seem that even though Rav and Rabbi Yochanan lochek Rabbi Yochanan, but we have here Rabbi Yosef Bechanin is also like Rav, so we should be machma. Like Rabbi Yankov, but the Mekilim are Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yosef Bechanin. Because the way we learn Pshat Rabbi Yosef Bechanin was Moisev, Ike Binayu, that means he also, and not the Ike Binayu, if you need the Shir, the shear of lifting the behemoth, being marbet the behemoth. But the pashtus is, he's, Ike ben Rab Chanina Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, klar, that the shear behemoth loy. And Rab Chanina was moisif, that not, but Rab Chanina boy atolo shchite. So we have here, Reif hold, that you make all. You only have Rav and Rab Chanina that hold that you're machma. So why was Rashi machma? This is Rabbi Yankov is Moira. Let us see Taisvis. Ushmul Omar Af Behem Aloif, Rabbi Nechananu, Posek Yishmul, Rabbi Yochanan. Omri Behem Aloif, Ubekuntres Posek Lechumre Kerav, Dama Oif Loif, the Kaime, so here Taisvis says a little different than Rashi. The kaimi amayroi de marove kebosei. All the amayroi maveretz Yisrael hold like Rav. That means Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, given the kimle Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina b'shit say the Rav. Rashi only mentioned Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. The Mirza Rabbi Yankov. So it's this three that say you should be, could be Mekel, and two that say you should be Machmel. Taisus brings down from Rashi something which is good. The kaimi b'marava omri b'marava mishmeid Rabbi Yosi b'chanine, that means all the amayroim in Eretz Yisrael held like Rabbi Yosi b'chanine. Oh, that's another cheshbon. The kaimi amayroi d'marava kevosi domidak ledaka begasa legasa vekoshke noif loif the yoyse choluk oik mibayim masha choluk imdaka migasa. So if they hold that the daka le daka is about to give his oif loif, a gam bala loch is there, spasa gasa le gasa, a daka le daka, va oif li oif. Zot the Gemara weiter, om a rove, ha sheichet besakin ro, a filu kola yoim kuloi ksheicha. A person had a dull sakin, and Mamela, so he's shechting in Tzegetnish, so he shechted the whole day. So it's kosher. It means even though the shechita took a whole day, but he wasn't mafsig, b'emtza shechita. What does Rashi say? B'sakin ro, she'ein chidudo choytech yofe. The blade doesn't cut well. Afilu kola yom kuloi marich v'shoye b'shchita achas, it takes him a whole day to make one shchita kshere. Hoyul v'chol sho hum meilech hum meivi v'lei hifsik b'shchitos, it was a mafsik ashir shehiye. So my meile, so it's kosher. Boi rove, shehiye is mau sheyitz tarfu. What our shehiyah is mitzurif. That means we have a shir shiyah, whatever the shir shiyah is, a shir shiyah is a shir shchitas behemah, the behemah for sure. So let's say Shir Shchitas Behemah is 40 seconds. That's the Shir Shchitas Behemah. So Memela, so what happens if in the middle of the Shchita there were intervals of four times he was mafsik 10 seconds out of it, he was shayah 10 seconds. So altogether it's 40 seconds. So are we mitzarev all the shehiyas and say, so it's mafsik in the shchita 40 seconds, so memela it should pass all the shchita. Or do I say no, you need one shehiyah of 40 seconds. Four small shehiyas are not mitzarev to make a shehiyah 40 seconds. Boy Rove Shia is Masha Yitztaf. Frag de Gemore betivshit lay medidei. So it should be poishit medidei. Possum, so you said that a sheikh besak in Rafala Kola Yom Kula is good. So we'll see in Rashi, so the Gemara understood Mestama there were Hishachting all day, so Mestama there were Shia is Ktanis all along. So Mestame, and he says it's good, so we see Klaus, it's not Mitzdarev. But if she's lame with these days, and Mo says, no, Hosam the Loisho. That what Robert said, a Sheikh at Besakin Ro, is speaking about that he wasn't Shoya whatsoever. He went Mamish the whole day without a Hefsik. But some Mela here, Rabbi has a shaila, if she is a mitzafis, then it can't be poshed mididei. What does Rashi say? She is mashi itzafu, hifsik beis v'sholish pomim b'shchita achas, v'sho bein shlosh tankedei shir sholem, that all three shears together add up to a shir sholem. Mididei, ha-sheichet b'saken ro, alme loy mitzafi, because Sal Kedai Toch, the Gemara held, that Philo Hipsi come out, means, Mestami is shechting the whole day, Mestami there was some Hefsekes, Elosh Leisho Bepamachas Kishir. So Rabbi said, no, they am talking about Hosam the Leisho Klau. Boy Rabhune Bereda Rabnosen, Shoh Bemiyut Simonim Mau, Teiku. Zakrashi, show b'miyut simonim, shochat haroit, v'shoh b'miyut ha'achrein v'gomar shchitosoy. That means like this. He shechted roiv of both simonim, and then he made a shehiyah, and then he was gomar, the miyut of the simonim, the miyut simonim that were left. Shoah b'miyut ha'achrein, v'gom ar shchitos. Mal, mi amrinon, kiven da oved lei rube is kasher. Since he made roiv, so it's kosher already, so what he did afterwards is irrelevant. Ich meine, the b'aim is geshocht. Oidul ma kiven da hodo v'gomro kula chodo shchite, but since he was goymet, so it's called one big shchite, he didn't stop after he was goymet. So mele, the shia should pass. Teiku ulechumra. Now, before we go further, Rabbi Yankiv is a mirror de kebir on this Rashi, but in order to appreciate what Rabbi Yankiv is saying, let us just go back 1 minute to Daf Lamed Amed Beit. But the right before the Mishnah, Boi Rav Pope, Hechled B'miyot Simonim Mahu, Teiku. There Rav Pope cloud the Shail, if he made Chalode on the Miyot Simonim. Zutrashi, Hechled B'miyot Simonim, La'achar Sheshochat Ruboi Behersha. He said the Droi Behersha, Miyam Rinin, Oi Ishtachit Shaper B'roi Simonim. It was geshochten already. Since he was Goymes, it's called one big Shrite. Ve'iz bo chalode, and in the shchita there's a chalode. U b'miyut kame pshita londe nevei levada. If it was the miyut, the lashon of the Gemara doesn't say anything. Echle b'miyut simonim mal. It doesn't say which miyut it is. Taisi says a different mahalach. So Rashi says, it can't be the miyut kame. So he started off the shchita with chalode, so it's poshet it's a nevela. That's no shayla. But here we're speaking about that the miyut pascha. So here we have a shayla. Do I say that the shchita is done and over at the ready? Since he shechted roiv of the simonim, so the shchita is nigma. What he does later is lemalu v'leimayret. What do I say that since he was going with the shchita bepsul, so it's considered one big shchita and it's a shchita bepsul. But if it's a miyut kame, there's no shayla. It's a tzicha nevela. Now, there's one shayla the Ramban asks. It seems that Rav Huna Bereide Rav Nosson was after Rav Poppe. So, Rav Huna Bereide Rav Nosson cleared a shayla by Shia. It's the same shayla. Do I say that the shchita was nigmar by roiv, or since he was going with the shchita bepsur, it's possible? So the Ramban asked, if that's the shayla, so I'm sure the Kirmen, this was already Rapopi shayla, so what are you asking? Why are you playing a shayla by Shia? Fine. Now let us go further in Rashi. So this is Akasha. Teiku ulachumra. Ubemiyut kame. Now Rashi says, what'll be? Same thing Akashi said before, let's get our bearings. What case are we speaking about? Ubemiyut kame. He made a shia bemiyut kame. Ida galgeres. Lav midi of it. If he just was cut a miyut of the galgeres, so that's nothing. Le shia, that's not called he made a shia in the middle of the shita. The shita first starts when he shechts right of the galgeres. He shecht a miyut of the galgeres, it's nothing. After it was nipsak by itself, I mean, the shita first starts. By Reuva the Gargara. So, Amiyata the Gargara is nothing what to talk about. V'ide Veshit. If he made a Shia b'miyat kam of the Veshit, then the Kuvosoi b'mashu mitrefe. There, then the Kuvos HaVeshit it becomes trefe b'mashu. So then, Mimonavshech, it's no good. Like even the Shah Ozalay Maise Kame Bahavalay Neke Baalme Utrefe. So will be trefe. Mimonim Shech will be trefe. So what is Rashi saying over here? So I'd like to say over what Rabbi Yankiv says, and later he says go Amir the Kazakh, but let's go so far what he says to Lee. He says like this. He said, Rav Papa had a shayla that Papa had a shayla hechled b'miyut simonim. He made chalode, he shechted roiv of the simonim b'hechsher, and he made a chalode b'miyut simonim, the miyut simonim after the roiv. Papa had a shayla, you say like the shchita was nigma already, so mele it's irrelevant what he does after the shchita of roiv of the simonim. What do I say that it's called one big maaser shchita and there's a chalode in the maaser shchita and it's possible? That was Rav Poppe's sofik, and he was machma. There's a svara to say it's one big maaser shchita. It's meilo pasul. Rav Huna bereid Rav Nosson knew Rav Poppe very well. He knew. He had the tattoos on him. So in the sofik, he said it's one big maaser shchita. Something to think about. So there's a psul. Ba'afal pikein, he cleared the shayla by Shehiya. What was the shayla by Shehiya? Zit Rabbi Yankiv and Emerson Bachroinim speak about it. Bariches. What is the psul Shehiya? We have to understand what the psul Shehiya is. Chalode, we say, there's a knife on how to shech. If you shech the chalada, then it's a possible shechita. There's a lot of how to shech. I shecht it good. I waited 40 seconds and I continued shechting. What is the psul of shia? So we can learn two ways from it. One way from we can learn that the psul of shia is that you cannot be mitzvahed the soif hashchita with the tchilas hashchita because there was a hefsek shia b'tayim. So therefore, let's talk about we made a shia b'miyut kamen. That means like this. A person, let's say, started shechting the veishit. He started shechting the veishit and he shechted the veishit and he was shoyet. He started shechting a little bit of veishit, and then he was shoyet, and then he continued the whole shechita properly. Now, the emerson and the nekuvas haveishit is treifet. So, every geshachna behime should be treifet. So, the terz, no. That's the derech of shechita. Shechita is if you cut the simen, and through shechita, that's, vashtesach is taking away chiyas. But that's the heter of shchit. You don't say, well, as soon as I started cutting it, it's a treifa. No. But that is dafke, if you made one maisa of shchita. So this is shchita, and shchita has, in shchita there's no problem of nekuvas habesh. What if I started shechting and I waited? I made a shehiyah. So here this is svar. And then I continue. No. So here this is svar. We can't be mitzvahed the second maisa to what you did till now, there was a shia in between. So then, it's a treife. I mean, you made a hole, but what if you make a hole in the veishit? And then 10 days later, you decide to shecht it. And surely, this veim is a treife. So the chiddush of shia is, if there was a hefsek zman between the haschalas hashchita and the gmar hashchita, there's no chibur between the two chelkei hashchita, so became a treife. That's one way you could learn pshat in the psul shia. So the psul shia is you cannot be mechaba the chelkei hashchita. Fine. Zut Rabbi Yanke ben Rabbi Chanan, so you say, if you learn that's the psul of shia, so what is the shaila of Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nosson? He shechted Amiyat, he shechted the Roy, he shechted the Ruba Roy of the Simonim, and then he was Shoye, and then he shechted the Miyat, then he shechted the Miyat, there was a Shia by Miyat Pasta. Maybe it's one big Shrike. Maybe the one time is maybe ended. The other time is maybe it's one big Shrike. It's one big Shrike. Fine, it's one big Shrike. What will the Shia do? That we cannot connect the soif shchita with the roif shchita. You can't get it. So don't connect it. You have to connect it over here. If you made roif, you shechted roif of the simonim, you shechted roif of the simonim, so the baim is kosher ready. So, yeah, but since he made a shehiyah, so the gemara shchita is not mechuba. So it's not mechuba. So what? What's the chesaron? This is different than chalode. By chalode, so that's one big shrita take. It's one big shrita. And the chalik of the shrita was bipsu. That was rapope sofik. Rapope era sofik. Do I say that the shrita ended after shrita saroi? So my mele, the shrita is over. So, Segeitman is shown that he made chalode by the miyat basra. It wasn't over. He was going with the shchita with chalada, so it's a shchita with chalada. But if you learn the whole psul of shehiya is because you can't be mechaber the chelkei hashchita if there was a hefsek b'tayim, so then there's no shaila by shehiya. Then there's no shaila by shehiya whatsoever. Roy was geschochten. I have enough already a meister schiete that can be matter the behemen. You can't be mechabel the meat passer to the right. So don't be mechabel. What's the problem? That was one tzad. That was one tzad in Rav Huna. There was one time a wunderbar the Rav Nosson that the psul shiye pass nicht by the miyit pasre, because the psul shiye is only also mitzad hefst. But then he had another tzad. Maybe it's possible. What is the second tzad? The second tzad is shiye passels the maizah shchita. Not because he can't be mechaber. Just like chalot passels the maizah shchita, just like drosa passels the maizah shchita. If there was a shiye in the maizah shchita, it's aloch el maizah mesina, it's apostle of shchita. So then how shchita has to be? Shchita has to be continuous. Shchita cannot be with a hefsek in between. So it's a psul in the maizah shchita. That was Rav Huna Sofik. Rav Huna knew Rav Popper. Forget, I understand, because I'm going after your chumra, after your teiku. I know that you can say that it's one big shrita. I can't say that, it got kekashed already after, since he was going, it's one big shrita. But I still have a Sofik if Shia will pass on, because I don't know what the psul of Shia is. If the psul of Shia is because you can't be mitzarev the chelkei ashchita, that's no psul. It's no psul of Shia. Shia makes it that we cannot be mechaber and mitzarev the two chelkei ashchita. If that's the psul, so if you shech the drive of the simonim, so there's no problem that I can't be mitzarev. I shech the drive of the simonim, so the vayim is geshochten already, so finished. So the miyat pasra is not mitzurev. So it's not mitzurev. So what? You don't need it. It's not mitzurev, so there's no problem. So memeil, if you learn the psul of shia is because, if you learn the psul of shia is because it can't be mitzurev, so memeil here there won't be a psul. But it can be another tzad. It can be the other tzad is that she is a psul in the Maisa Shchita. The Maisa Shchita has to be continuous. You can't have a Maisa Shchita that is broken up in Chalokim. That's a psul in the whole Maisa Shchita. A Shchita that is broken up is a posel of Shchita. Not because it's not Mitzurim. It's a posel of Shchita. So it's a posel of Shchita. So Memele, now, Rav Popper said, if you make a whole shchita, you don't say kilo the shchita ended after the roi. You have to look at that he was going with the shchita. So in this shchita, there was a psul. There was a psul in the shchita. She is a poisel. So Memele, so then it'll be poisel. That was the suffix of Rav Huna. That was the suffix of Rav Huna. After Rav Popper. He knew Rav Popper, but he had a new suffix. He didn't know the psul and shia. Zot Rashi, Rashi, fine. So Rashi says, what'll be? By the, it doesn't say what, she be miyat simonim, doesn't say miyat kama, miyat bas. Rashi says that, be miyat basra. So Rashi says, what'll be by miyat kama? So Rashi says, mimonefshech. What does mimonefshech mean? However you learn over here, but their zikha won't be good. Why? Because if Shafila you learn she is a hefsik, but if there be a treife, if it was a shia be me it kame. That's the lashon of Rashi. The Rashi, ulechumre, u be me it kame, I de gageres, la mi di ovid, vloi shia I. So some of there was no shia. Vi de veishi, ne kvose be mashu mitrifo, that a mashu makes treife, mimonimshech. What does mimonimshech mean? That fully you hold here is mutter. Fully you hold here is mutter. But the kivin de shor, ozele maise kame, babele neke baume treife. Since there was shia, so there's no tziru. So a fully you learn that the psul of shia is that there's no tziru. But if there's a shia in the miyat kame, it'll be treife because since he was shor, so v'avale neke ba'alma v'tofa. Ozele maise kama, so it's maise shchita, because it's not mitzurev anymore to the gemar of the maise shchita. So memele, it will be treife. Now let us see Rashi further. V'nire. Now we have to learn elech this Rashi. Venire, so what does Rashi say, venire? I think. So Rashi is going to say now, a psak, that when you learn the Gemara, you wouldn't know it, but v'nir, Rashi is going to tell us a psak. Now Rashi says, a whole scenario over here. Ta'ashoychet roiv simonim. A person shechted an oif, he shechted roiv simonim of the oif. Fine, case number. Fine. V'hishlech miyodai, he threw away the oif, he shechted roiv simonim, he threw the oif. V'oif shaya lomos. And the oif is jumping up and down, it's mafachas, and he's looking at it, and it's mamish, it's a hartreisenish. Also, lachzer v'lachtech hamiyot b'teire shrik. So don't go and pick up the oif and say, listen, I can't stand that you're suffering in pain, let me be going with the shrita, and then it'll be done and over with, mamish. So Rashi says, also lachzer v'lachtech hamiyot b'teire shrik. The mutter, it's better, sheyake ala tzavo b'sakim. If you have, it's bothering you that the behemoth is writhing in pain or it's still alive. So hit it on the tzavo, the sakin. Just hit it there till that'll take care of it. Don't make a shrita. Or yamte machiyomis. Or if you don't want to do that, yamte machiyomis. Fine. So now there's a lot of problems in this Rashi. Problem number one, the venire. That means we have a suffix. We have a suffix if Shehiye is a pathless in the Shrita. So then, if he's, maybe Shayin who's going with the Shrita, the whole Shrita is possible. Or is it only, and Teiku? So we have to be faith it's a pathless. No, if you're faith it's a pathless. So they ask me a Shaila, not Rashi, no need the keys of Rashi. So if it's a pasulus, he can't be going with the shrita. You're going with the shrita. There's a shia. He threw him down. Here, Rashi is a whole scenario. He threw him down. Why do you need this whole scenario? Rashi is a whole scenario. He threw him down and it's still alive and he wants to have a whole scenario. I mean, but if it's a pasulus and the shrita, you're not allowed to shecht it because then you'll pass on the shrita. Kasha number one. So I need the venire. It's poshut. You go to chumre. The chumre we have to make with the pasos and the shrita, so you can't be going with the shrita. You'll ruin the whole shrita. Kasha number two. What does Rashi say? Venire. So Rashi says, also lachze v'lachze chamiyot p'teire shrita. He's not allowed to do it. The mutav sheyaka l'tzava b'sakim. What does that mean? It's better if it'll hit the behemoth, ala tzavo b'sakim. What does better mean? So better means as follows. If you come with the shrita, it's also not too gefährlich. I hold it's also, but it's better to go and hit the behemoth, the ala tzavo b'sakim. I mean, sure, it's better. I mean, the other way is also. You're passing the shrita. This is the only way, not mutter. Rashi is the chapachad neira. So Rabbi Yankev, a mire de kipshat. So Rabbi Yankev, the pshat is like this. He says, there's a psul of shihiyah. There's a psul of akelta. There's a psul of shihiyah. Aloch lamayishim yisina. There's a psul of shihiyah. He says, what would be the din if there wouldn't be this aloch lamayishim yisina? And a person, shechts a behemoth and he goes away for a few days, he shechts partially the behemoth, then he comes back, he wants to be goyma. He said, that's poshut. You don't need a loch l'mayshim yisini for that. I mean, if it was a big hefsek between one chelik and the shrit and the other chelik, I mean, it's you don't need the psul of shehiyah to pass. He says, the psul of shehiyah to pasul is, and we say it's a psul, now we say it's a psul, that the whole ma'aser shechita becomes pasul. That's dafke fakert, if there's a small hefsek, k'day shechita, we have k'day shechita, there's a psul, is a small hefsek, so this is considered, it's one maise shchita, and a passel the maise shchita. But he says, if a person would make, let's say, would make a, would shecht roiv of the simonim, and then he'd go away, later, 20 minutes later, go and shecht the miyat simonim, that he wants, it's a passel from the maise shchita. Rabbi, the maise shchita ended already. So he says as follows. The whole chiddush that she is a pasulus in the shchita was only said, if I have theoretically one maaser shchita, but it's not continuous, there's a small shehiyah in between. So that pasul the maaser shchita. These were the two tzadim. He says, but if there was a big shehiyah, at that I don't need a loch l'maaser misinai. And Fakerta, if there's a big shehiyah, so the maaser shchita ended already, finished. I mean, what he does 20 minutes later is less mandapoli. That's not out the loch l'maaser misinai. A loch l'maaser misinai was only when in Yesod it's one big maaser shchita, but there's a hefsek of kedei shchita. That's called, it's one big maaser shchita, but the psul of shehiyah. So now Rashi had an interesting scenario. Rashi speaks out, what happened if a person shechted a knife and he threw it down? So watch out, he threw it down. He's finished. He's finished shechting already. He threw it down. And what happens? V'oiv shoyelamos. And he's waiting the oiv should die already. V'oiv shoyelamos. He didn't die. So Rashi says, so now, let's see, he wants the daif should die already, finished. So, me'ikar adin, they'll pick it up and shecht it, the daif is kosher. You can't say it's a psul in the ma'aser shchita. If there was such a big hefsek, he threw it down as Mesir Das from Shchita and daif is shoyelomos, and he's standing there and wondering what to do, if it'll be mekarev misosei de shchita, there's no hava mina that this will passel the whole Maisa Shchita. The Maisa Shchita was done and over with already. The whole passel is, the loch la Maisa Misina, a passel is the sheer shia of a Maisa Shchita of 40 seconds. That's the loch la Maisa, that passel the Shchita. But if there was a complete gemar, a tremendous hefsek, he threw it down already, less mandible. So Mamela, between you and me, without the veneer of Rashi, we say, listen, this is no shaykhus at all with our sugi. And Mamela, you can't stand that it's jumping around in Mimapachis. Pick it up again, shecht it, it won't pass all the Maisa Shrita. Veneer, but I hold, no. But since Vinishvi, this is a Shia b'miyat Basra, so I think this is awesome. Mutav, it's better. But it's only also Tman Rasayin. It's not also Meikar Adin Chas Vashol. Mutav, it bothers you that the Baim is Shoyalamos. So give it a bang on the neck, or wait till it dies. But don't shecht it now. So, but this is a veneer of Rashi. This is not, has nothing to do with our sugya. So Bekitsa is saying, Amoyradiki Yesod, that our whole sugya is speaking about, that if Be'emza HaShchite there was a Shehiyah, a small Shehiyah, that passes the Maisa Shchite. But it has to be Be'emza HaShchite, that means it's a small Shehiyah, so then I can consider that it's one big Maisa Shchite and it passes the Shchite. But if there was a large Shehiyah after the Yishech Tadraiv of the Simonim, that is not our sugya. That is not our sugya. Then you can't say pasul. I'll wait 10 minutes and then I'll shecht. Well, pasul the whole maisa shchita. I'm sorry. The maisa shchita is done and over with already. We'll never pasul that maisa shchita. So then Rashi says, but still, mikadin is muta. I think you shouldn't do it. Muta, you want it to die? Give it a bang on the tzava with the sake. Don't shecht it. Let us see the Gemara further. Rab Shimon Omer, Imshok Kedei Biko. Rab Shimon is another Shia. מי כדי ביקר, אומר רבי יוחנן, כדי ביקרוי של חוכם. How long it would take for a chochem to come and be mevaker, to be boidik to sakim. Moim keino sata dvorecha l'shiyurim. That means you have to know how close a chochem is. Ela kedei biker taba chochem. The biker is, the sheichet is here, and how long it would take for him to be boidik to sakim. כדי ביקר חוכם בדיקה סכן. בשיעורים, פעמים דחוכם רוחק, או פעמים קורף. Again, the Tiver Shaka based on this Rashi also. I'm like, it's not חוכם, I mean, what? Sometimes it's... Tabo חוכם, שזה השייך את חוכם. כדי ביקר תבו חוכם, so Rashi says, Atayshu says, ובסכן, הראויה לאיסה בהימה חוץ לצבו כמו לצבו. And it's a very interesting Tosfos. Now, it's irrelevant how he made the Maaseh Shechita. I mean, this shear of a sakin that you need chutz letzava kemo letzava, that means each sakin is made to order and each behema here. See what the reichev of the tzavar is, and then you need another reichev tzavar. So that is a halacha when you shecht a behemah with one halacha, one eivor, so the sakin is large enough to cut the simonim with one halacha, one eivor, if it has such a length. That's the... Now, Tosfos says the shiur is how long it's going to take for a chacham to be boidik such a tzavo that can make, that can shecht it with one halacha. I mean, it's very interesting, Gips, as I, what to have, this is, in the Shia Biko, that was Nimsar, the halacha l'maish Mesinai. At the sheer shia is, how long would it take for a chochem to be boidik a sakin that is double the tavor of this behemah?